Welcome back to Paranormal Super Sleuths. Before the break, we went to a local abandoned Kentucky Fried Chicken that's said to be haunted. While there, we caught on tape what we believe to be EVP, electronic voice phenomenons. Here's the raw audio we captured.
If there are any spirits here, let yourselves be known.
Okay, now let's enhance that audio. There we go. Now all we need to do is strip away some of that background noise. Now, all that's left is to reverse the clip and...
try the Colonel's all-new finger-licking 12-piece bucket for only $8.99.
Wow, that is bone-chilling. When we come back, grave robbing. Illegal or actually kinda awesome? Regardless, it's way easier than you'd think. Stay tuned for more Paranormal Super Sleuths after this.
It's the One Word Go Show's 4th annual Trick or Treat-tastic Halloween-a-thon.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the One Word Go Show's 4th annual Trick or Treat-tastic Halloween-a-thon. I forgot which annual Halloween-a-thon this was. My name is Matthew the Monstrous, and with me today, I'm struggling, and with me today is the Daniel. And we've got so stupid. And we've got Andrew the astronaut. He picked a weird Halloween costume.
Woo!
I don't know what sound astronauts make.
I'm spacewalking.
Just one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I'm walking on space.
Shine.
Space oh shine. My god.
And we've got Melissa the Maleficent.
Hello.
Probably should have switched
to Maleficent those. Melissa?
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
probably.
Whatever, it's too late.
I think malevolent is the word you're looking for.
Oh my god, can I just point
maleficent
out
Maleficent is guys, that Disney
yeah,
villain.
I didn't say hi.
Guys, we're so stuck on this, but she said hi differently.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
I'm not saying it again. You missed it.
Well, that's fine. We'll play it back over and over and over and over and over.
To know.
We're going to go back and edit all of the other shows and put that one there now.
Yeah, if you've listened to the previous shows and want to hear the exact same hello, go back and re-download them. Thanks. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the One More Go Show's 4th annual Trick or Treat-tastic Halloween-a-thon. That's a mouthful. Today is the first day of October as of the time we're recording this. And to me, that's the first day of Halloween. Halloween is all October long. It goes into my soul and I feel like the Great Pumpkin.
You look like the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, I know. It's that Halloween candy, man.
Orange. And that bright orange shirt.
Yeah, I'm choking, actually. Oh. That's why my flesh kind of meshes in with the shirt. Yeah, I turn orange when I choke.
I thought that was your spray tan.
I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about. Guys, the One More Go Show, this 4th annual Trick or Treat-tastic Halloween, blah, 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 is we're just going to do Halloween stuff all month. It's going to be great. Check out, instead of the normal release episodes, or as well as the normal released episodes, we're going to also have extras, so please keep an eye out for that. Anyway, let's do this.
Let's get into today's listener submitted word.
Today's listener submitted word was sent to us by that hobo down the street. That hobo down the street sent us the word paranormal.
Spooky.
No, that's not the word. It's paranormal.
No, I understand. Paranormal is spooky.
It is a spooky word, it's not the word spooky, which is actually up on the Wheel of Words right now. Guys, paranormal. Have any of you, had an instance of something you couldn't explain?
Any instances of paranormal activities?
I show up here every week. I can barely explain that.
Yeah. I can barely explain why I'm still doing that shit. Because this is your life now.
How is this my life now?
I understand that, as far as I know, none of the four of us believe in ghosts or paranormal stuff, do we?
As far
we
as all you know.
Up, I Melissa just want to mention, might. We all looked up at
know.
Melissa.
Yeah. I don't know.
Melissa seems like she'd be the one
it's
out of
like,
everyone.
I've had some, like, fucked up, like, shit.
Oh,
you
really?
Know?
So that's is there a chance? Do you actually think that maybe there's a...
I don't know.
Like,
don't
just know. The tale of the haunted liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a thing?
Oh, my God, yeah.
What paranormal activity did you experience at the local liquor store?
Okay, so it's like a big... center, and there's like a bunch of other stores and stuff, and there's a spa there, and my sister works at the spa, and she's also had experiences. So like hers were more intense than mine were like pretty lame, but hers was
well, let's start with yours then, we'll work our way up.
Yeah. You don't want to start with
no
the
point
this
ending
happened.
With something lame. Okay.
Yeah, this happened to a friend of a friend of mine.
Don't pull a Dan and tell a story.
Okay.
Yeah. Freaky story.
So I was counting out the till at the end of the night. And I was short, like, $2.
Okay.
I had $2 missing.
The $2 went missing.
That she definitely didn't steal.
The tale of the missing $2.
So I was closing, and then I was opening the next morning. So I was closing, I was counting everything out. I took the whole till out, I took everything out. There was $2 missing, and there shouldn't have been, because I was the only one handling the till that day.
So there's no possible way that you could have possibly handed out an extra $2.
Yeah, no, people don't make mistakes,
okay,
man. That's
crazy. Steal.
No, you're perfect.
I was just like, hey, whatever. Like, I must have miscounted or whatever. Maybe I handed out an extra toonie. Like, it happens.
Yeah.
So the next morning, I open up the till, and there's a toonie sitting on top of the $20 bills. Just sitting on top of the $20 bills, just by itself.
So your theory... is what? That a ghost possessed
well,
the toonie?
And-
no. The ghost stole the toonie to buy a soda pop
and then
the vending machine.
It.
And then
it
later,
didn't take his money.
He felt bad and he was like, man, I gotta return this toonie. And he went
no,
to the bank.
No, no, what happened?
Withdrew a ghost toonie, put it on the 20s.
The crazy part is, after he did that, his good deed was done and he could move on into the, you know,
okay.
into the afterlife.
One of the girls I worked with there said she was closing late at night and saw like a person walk by like one of the rows. And was like, what the hell? Like, I didn't see anyone come in. And went to the row, and there was no one there.
Wait, a person in a liquor store?
There was no one in there, though. But she saw, like,
clearly there was.
Wait, so...
No, it's a small liquor store. Like, you could see the whole store.
Okay. So you're telling
it's
me that...
It's literally two aisles of, like, I don't know, two
Media
shelves
beer.
In each aisle. It's a tiny place.
Okay.
There's but no- if people are short, like, you might not... you don't see them from the front. You'd have to go behind kind of the shelving...
And there's absolutely no possible way that your coworker could have just been seeing things late at night.
She could have been.
Tired.
She could have been.
Yeah.
But my sister said the same thing happened to her, where she was looking at, like, across... there's, like, a grocery store in there, too. And she saw, like, a person just, like, standing there.
Oh, that's freaky.
And it was, like... but it was closed and everything was locked down. And she's like, what the hell? And then look back again, there's no one there.
Is there... okay, I know that's a trope where you've got, like, a ghostly figure just standing there, right?
Yeah.
Why is it that that's more scary to me than, like, a ghost going, boo? Like, I'd
because
be more
that's just
scared.
Funny.
Yeah. I'd be more scared of a figure just standing and watching me than anything.
Like, as something that actually looks like a person.
Yeah.
What if it was like a figure that was like approaching you and screaming or something? Like
oh I pictured it right as soon as
like
you said that.
slowly floating towards you, like hands at its face, just like
oh my god.
Well, okay, so Matt, let me ask you this question: if a real person was actually standing there, just staring at you, would you be creeped out?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
So then, if a ghost person was doing that, you'd probably find that creepier than a little creepier.
You'd find that creeper.
You'd probably
find that creeper creepier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Sure.
Then a ghost going. Wee!
That's true. If I saw a person going, I wouldn't be as scared as.
I'd be concerned.
But also,
if somebody was walking up to you like, I'd be a little nervous.
I've done it four times in this conversation, so it can't be that bad.
To go back to the whole like cash thing, though, I mentioned it to my sister, and she says that the same thing has happened to her, where they count it out perfectly, and they're short like 10 cents or a quarter or something. So, and then the next morning, they open up the till, and it's like in a
20s.
Weird spot.
It's always on the
20s. Always on the 20s.
If there's no 20s, there's an extra 20.
Or she said this one time she counted out the cash and they were short like $10 and then opened up the next day and there's a $10 bill sitting on top of the $20 bills and she locked up the place the night before.
And there's always on the 20s.
Always on the 20s,
Well, because it's,
Like I'm saying, if there isn't even a 20 there, there's also a 20 put in.
The 20 has something to do with the ghost's past.
Oh my God. Guys, we should
salt and burn all the $20 bills.
That could be like an ancient native burial grounds in that
this
area.
This whole
that
country means, is ancient native burial grounds.
If they put a dime on there, maybe they were referring something in 2010.
Oh my
Maybe if there's a quarter, maybe they're predicting something that's going to happen in 2025.
Maybe.
Wow. So you're thinking that this ghost is trying to warn us of something?
Or tell us about something
that happened.
Yeah.
About how
or
he died, maybe.
Something that happened or something that's going to happen. Maybe he died a certain way, and now because he put 25 cents on there, maybe that's what's going to happen again in 2025.
Ooh.
To someone else.
This is
the worst if it's 2020, ever. And if it's like 2024, he's really screwed because we don't have pennies anymore.
Oh, shit.
So he can't even tell us.
Has to write a note.
he has to start rounding it now.
I like that there's a sticky note involved.
Yeah.
I like the ghost is around his ears when he's warning us.
Did this place have cameras in it?
It did.
Did you guys ever see the footage of cameras? Like, or was this like a management thing?
Like we could watch the cameras. Like I could watch them.
Yeah.
Did you ever check it?
Yeah.
But I didn't because I didn't like. I was kind of like creeped out a little bit.
Fair enough.
Because I was like weird.
Wouldn't you want to know though?
I would be dying.
No.
To know.
Yeah, you know what?
Just like, man, I'm so creeped out at what happened. I'm gonna play ignorant and hope it never happens again.
But
rather
also,
than get to the bottom of it.
I'd have to watch through the whole night because it just.
And that
would
just sounds boring.
Well, that's the thing. Like I can fast forward it, but then it skips frames. So I mean. You can skip like 2 minutes. Like it might be like every 2 minutes that it shows what's going on. So if someone were to come in and like put a toonie in or whatever and take it out, they could be in and out before that time.
Huh.
Possibly.
Okay, so can you tell me where this place is? Because I would love to rob them.
They're like, damn, the ghost again.
All I need to know is that there's a 2 minute period that I can rob them.
Well,
and,
no,
and
I don't
you
remember.
You take whatever you want, and then you just leave something on the 20s.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And then they just think it's the ghost, and they don't check.
What is the ghost trying to tell us about this half-eaten apple?
Why, ghost? Why?
Explain yourself.
Oh, man. A half-eaten apple. Maybe so that's half a year. In half a year, something's going to happen.
Maybe we'll learn in 2025-ish.
Yeah.
She could be rounding.
So what? So this is your basis as to why you think paranormal things could happen, could exist?
Well, it's just... I don't know. It's just a weird thing. And it's like when you know you're the last person there and you're the first person in the next day and like no one else has been in there in between.
Is this also a product of like you just kind of hope
super
that it's
depressed.
Real?
No.
Yeah.
Like, no, because someone told me that. I'm like, yeah, that's bullshit. Like, yeah, right. And then it happened. And I'm like, oh, man, the weirdest thing happened to me. Like I counted out the till and then there's a toonie on top of the 20s the next day. And someone's like, oh, my God.
I it blows my mind that that's the first logical jump that like you're like, oh God, it's gotta be ghosts.
No, but I didn't say, oh my God. I was telling someone and they were like, oh my God, us too, it's the ghost. And I'm like, what?
And you're like, oh my God, you're right.
And I was like, oh my God.
You're like, oh my
As
God.
They're saying this, they're both shoving 20s from the till into their own pockets. Yeah, it's the ghost. Yeah, it totally is, dude.
But like, I don't know, it's just like a weird, like that's just weird. That's just weird.
Every time everyone and then they, a ghost, they pull
the
mask check.
Off the ghost and it's one of the other employees.
Yeah, it's like, old man Jenkins.
But yeah, it's just that's the owner. Weird. It's a weird thing. Stealing?
It's his money.
So is there anything else aside from this liquor store that's maybe led you in the direction of...
I've like seen real. Shit.
Whoa.
I've been through things.
Yeah, I've been through things.
Like
no,
what? I mean, 800
I've seen
years.
A lot of shit in your 182
when,
years.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I remember this like vividly. I woke up in the middle of the night and my like bedroom door was open. And I saw like a girl in like a nightgown just like standing in front of my
Wait,
bedroom door.
This was as a kid in the dark.
Well, we had like night lights. Sleeping. We had night lights.
So even better, a light source to cast shadows.
No, I saw like someone standing there. I didn't see the shadow.
Sorry, how old's your sister?
Okay, it wasn't my sister.
No, this... Matt's just curious.
No, this kid didn't have hair. She was like a cancer patient or something is what it looked like to me.
I didn't know it was a little girl.
Maybe it's a little boy if they have
well,
cancer.
Maybe. It could have been.
That's not very progressive of you.
Yeah.
Okay, but this was like back in like the 90s. This was back in the 90s, so.
Okay.
Oh. No.
We weren't progressive
Yeah,
back
people
then.
Didn't have to think like that back then.
Only 90s
that
kids
wasn't
remember.
A thing.
Only 90s kids remember. You're allowed to be kind of homophobic. I don't know why.
It's not even homophobic.
She's wow. not like saying that she would make out with this chick.
Melissa, to your credit,
yeah.
I do have something that I can't explain.
Okay.
But I still don't attribute
it
to ghosts. What?
What?
Do you say, is it my gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Yes. But that's not what I'm referring to right now. I was, when I was little, my brother and I shared a room. We were very, very
gay.
It was the 90s. It wasn't gay.
Wait, I think in the 90s remember. It means it was.
It wasn't gay, okay? No one was gay before 2010.
My brother and I shared a bedroom because we, you know, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. And yeah, we shared this bedroom and we were going to bed. I was like, you know, relatively scared of the dark. I was still pretty young. And my brother got up and he went to the bathroom, shut the door on his way out, right? And... at the time, we didn't have any pets or anything. No cats, no dogs. And I put the blanket over my head because I was scared of the dark. So I thought, let's make it darker. I still don't understand
no,
that.
No, it protects you.
Is that what that
yeah.
is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, kid logic.
You're monsters, safe. Monsters can't get through blankets.
Yeah,
man.
You're safe. They can't see you, actually, is the main thing. They cool. can't see you under the blankets.
Cool. Well, anyway, yeah, so I was hiding under the blankets. And this door was really noisy. You know when somebody's leaving. You know when somebody's coming back. And my brother was like half asleep, right? So I know it was not him. But I had the blanket over my head and I felt like, I don't know if any of you guys have cats or animals at home, but if you imagine, like a cat walking on the blanket, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just taking a couple steps. I felt that like right next to me. And I thought like, oh, my brother's back and he's fucking with me, but my head was still under the blanket. And then a couple minutes passed and all of a sudden the blanket gets torn off of me and I'm like, bah! And I freak right out, right? And my mother had ripped the blanket off me. And she was half asleep, too, and just giving me this, like, dirty look. I don't know what the hell that was about.
What the
but,
fuck?
I think she was mad that my brother and I was still up. But, yeah, so she ripped the blanket off me. But that was, like, minutes after I felt this weird cat thing. And I know that my mother wouldn't, like...
Maybe she was checking to see if you're awake.
Maybe she was patting the bed to see if, like, if we were under there. Right? She was half asleep.
See? You were safe from her, too, until she pulled the blanket.
My mother is a demon, so yeah. Yeah, my mother's a demon. My father is Count Dracula.
She is not. She's a saint.
That's what she'd like you to think.
Well, she's the one who invited me to Thanksgiving dinner.
That's true. That is true. That was very nice.
She invited me with plenty of notice on a day that I wasn't working.
Yeah, and she even... We're not getting into this. And she... fucker. And on top of that, it was even after all my protests to not invite you to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
She's a saint. Don't talk about your mother that way.
I didn't get an invite to Thanksgiving.
Did you get an invite to Big Brother? I mean, I did, What's but it was brother? Super last minute.
Okay. You guys know the reality TV show Big Brother?
I've heard of it.
You know of it.
Right? I know. Yeah. I've heard
okay.
of it.
So they're doing this casting thing. And
again.
I went years ago with Brianne. just for shits and giggles, right? Because why the hell not? It'd be interesting as hell if one of us got in that show. We're not interesting enough to get on the show, but we thought, what the fuck, why not? So we went and did that, and then this year they're doing it again, and I was like, yeah, okay, well, we got time, we could go try it out. And
you could go try out, you mean.
Sure. And I
the first year they went, afterwards I made a big stink. I'm pretty sure it was also on the show.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
About not being invited.
And so this year I invited you.
Last night at 11:30, after I'd already gone to bed.
Yep.
For a day that I was already working.
Sure. I still invited you.
And Dan said thank you for the invite and left it at that, right?
Nope, no. I messaged him. Let me pull this up. What did I say to you? Because I recall
messaged him.
It was 11 o'clock at night. And Dan's always up. He's doing dumb computer shit and playing games and
almost
stuff.
Dumb computer I'm always shit. Up. Yeah. Not this time.
So I send him a message and I'm like, yo, you up? I totally forgot to mention something to you. Do you work tomorrow? 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Big Brother editions. Megan and I are going for the fuck of it, and I think you should come. Text me sometime between then and now if you're in. Good night. And then I didn't hear from him. So today at 9 o'clock, I text him again going, I'm not getting blamed for not inviting you to this. Come with us. So I'm about to call you, and then I called him, and he didn't pick up.
Because I was
at
work.
And he immediately sent me a text saying, you invited me the night before auditions, and I work no time to get my shift switch, but thanks... Thank you anyways. You text like a fucking Neanderthal.
That was complete English. You invited me the night before the auditions, and I work. I didn't do punctuation.
This is hard to read. No, I text like a Neanderthal. No,
I can read it just fine because I know how I wrote it, and I know how I talk, right?
That's not helpful when you're trying to give a message to somebody else.
Yeah, I should have used punctuation.
Yeah, I responded with, I'm sorry, I forgot, shut up. Just come anyway. Fuck work. And he said, I thought we were recording late. And I was like, yeah, but, like, shut up. I don't know. It was just dumb. Look, okay, you could have come.
No, I couldn't have. I was working. You gave me literally zero time to get my shit.
Not literally.
Zero time.
Sorry, figuratively.
Besides, I could have sworn you said... Dude, no, let's record Saturday during the day, and I wasn't able to.
Which
dude,
I didn't.
You were like, we'll record Saturday during the day, and I was like, oh, I can't.
No, I said Friday, and then they switched.
Oh,
and
that
they
was?
Being Andrew and Melissa.
Oh, awkward.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh. Guys, I think I made a fuck
We suggested Saturday during the day because we were free. And
just so all the listeners know, with recording this week, I was clear... With when I could record,
I don't know.
When I was going to be here to record,
wasn't very clear.
And all three of them,
why are we airing our dirty
on reading my messages? I just want all the listeners.
That's how you dry it out.
Look, here's God damn
it. y'all
let
fucked
it all
up.
Hang out for everyone to see.
You all need to learn how to read.
Okay,
no,
look, no. A ghost is the one who prevented you.
No, prevented you guys from reading.
Yeah.
They clouded your sight with their ghostly hands.
Yeah.
And they fuck you guys.
Okay, actually, I have a good question.
Okay.
What is everyone's favorite, like, paranormal...
Activities movie? None
no,
of them.
Like, paranormal
which
occurrence
one? The first
or, like...
one or the 97th one? Yeah.
Like, something that's paranormal that is, like, your favorite one.
What the hell does that I'm going to be honest with you guys.
I like alien abductions.
Okay.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
See, for me, it's like spontaneous combustion is like...
Oh,
interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, this is cool. Yeah.
That's not where I thought you were going.
It's a good question. It was worded a little weird. But
yeah, I wasn't sure how to like
it. You guys also talked over her the whole time she was wording the question.
This audio is just a fucking mess.
But yeah, like, what's your favorite like paranormal thing?
That happens to people?
That happens to people or like...
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Or like mythical creature or like...
Yeah,
know,
like something paranormal. What's
something
your favorite...
Something unexplainable,
your,
essentially.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Your favorite paranormal thing.
Harry Potter.
That's, no.
Why not? It's unexplainable.
That's fictional.
It's schools, magic.
That's fictional, not
paranormal.
Yeah.
The camera malfunctions that always happen when Bigfoot's around.
Yeah.
Either that or he's just really blurry. Like, no. Just naturally, or maybe if you look at him with your eyes, really he's strong blurry.
Electromagnetic fields
yeah,
around him.
Yeah, it just messes everything
up. It messes the electronics.
Yeah.
That's not how
it's because of the size he is. It's the size he is, it messes up the, like,
no, he acts kind of like a magnet, like how it kind of, like, distorts video and stuff like that.
Wow.
But yeah, spontaneous combustion to me.
Distort video.
I don't think you know how electronics work.
Oh my god.
I don't think
spontaneous combustion, guys.
Electronic battle to the death.
I don't think Dan's ready for his spontaneous combustion. But it's gonna happen.
So spontaneous combustion, that's I'm about to sound like a total idiot. That's not real, right?
That is not
no.
real.
No.
Okay, so
but it's just like there's cases of people where they're sleeping in their bed and like only they go up in flames and like their bed is mostly untouched except for where they were laying and like the room's not on fire. It's just like just their body's basically missing and the bed's kind of like burnt where they were laying down.
Hmm. So
I think that's just called a controlled
arson.
I was gonna say
yeah. that. But it's still interesting if it was a thing.
That they were very just, I think that's called creative murder.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's actually explained by people falling asleep in bed while smoking.
But then the bed should also light up and stuff too, right?
What about
like, and the room?
I think
unless it gets caught in time. But normally, it's like people show up in the room and it's like
yeah, but
allegedly,
if you're on fire, right,
yeah,
what's the first thing you're gonna do?
Roll over.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Yeah, you're gonna freak the fuck out and flail.
You're already in bed.
Well,
right?
Usually it's like the person's like passed out unconscious, like they're yeah. really drunk or something too, and then they
yeah. But if you're on fire, you're gonna wake up and you're gonna move around.
I think if you're on fire, you're gonna at least roll around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So and what if that smothers the fire?
It still burns you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that possible? Guys, can we do a field test on this?
Yeah, can we do
Alright, Melissa, we're gonna give you a cigarette and some blankets.
No.
Why don't we just light her on fire?
No, I'm good, thanks. I'm good.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm sorry, why do we need to give her a cigarette to light her on fire? That's like, do we need a wizard?
Guys,
yes.
Look,
we always need a wizard.
Wizards are important, and actually, wizards are my favorite paranormal thing.
Yeah,
that's mine.
No, yours.
No,
was
your,
Harry
yours
specifically.
Was yours
Harry
was,
Potter's
yours
not
was
a
combustion.
Paranormal thing.
No, it wasn't. That was Melissa's.
No, that was yours.
My thing was not combustion.
Yeah, you said spontaneous combustion.
That was Melissa's.
No, I said that.
Matt was just curious about it.
I understand yeah. Melissa and I sound very similar.
Yeah,
that's true.
It's easy to confuse.
However,
our voices.
I do.
Your Harry
drown
Potter
both
wizards
of you
suck.
Out. What?
Because Gandalf's a way better wizard.
Ooh.
He can blow smoke dragons.
Okay, Gandalf is not real.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I take
Gandalf?
My spontaneous combustion back.
Gandalf?
Fairies.
Gandalf.
Fairies are
Gandalf
where it's at.
Gandalf.
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 What? Gandalf.
What's his name? Gandalf.
That's not how you say it.
Gandalf. How do you say his name?
Is that how you say his name? Gandalf?
Gandalf? No.
You're putting a weird emphasis on it.
That's what he's doing.
I'm saying Gandalf. How do you say his name?
No, it's Gandalf.
I feel like you're
Dan's
pronouncing
just,
his name.
Dan's just putting
yeah.
a lot of emphasis on the D for some reason, which is normal, but...
I do like the dick.
Wow. No, but, like, it's funny because Gandalf can blow smoke dragons, while Harry Potter just kind of blows dragons.
Ho!
Ho.
I don't know Harry Potter stuff. I assume that's real.
I think he fights a dragon in one of them, maybe.
Sure, Harry Potter and the Dragon's Curse or something, right?
Goblet of Fire, maybe.
Yeah, except in the UK, it's Harry Potter and the Dragon's Incantation.
Oh, right, of course. Yeah.
They didn't think we'd understand the word incantation.
So.
Yeah,
probably,
I can
right.
see
yeah.
why.
They switched it up. Yeah.
What's an incantation?
Something about a spell or some shit.
Involves spontaneous human combustion. It's very complicated.
Cigarettes and blankets.
Yeah, Goblet of Fire. I see why they translate
okay.
that. Yeah.
No joke. Sense. I'm pretty sure I tuned something out, but you guys just started talking about random shit. Did I miss something? I don't even know what's happening.
No, we did. You're on board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Melissa, did you say fairies?
Yeah, fairies.
So, what's the fairy myths? All I know about
so
fairies
many.
Come from Peter Pan and The Legend of Zelda. So, if you can inform me.
Well, it's like.
And The Legend of Zelda ones are horribly mistreated and abused.
That's true.
Well, basically, from what, like. Myths and stuff is I'm pretty sure they used to live with humans in the world.
Sexy.
And then they decided either that humans were pieces of shit or that they were
Fair.
Too good.
Yeah.
That they were too good for humans. and they created like a wall to separate them. So they're like in this
Are
world.
They Donald Trump fairies?
Did they make the humans pay for it?
No. But they like created this wall where they're in their own world on Earth, but it's different from our world or something.
Oh.
And they can use magic and we can't.
So. Are they related to leprechauns? Because they're also awesome.
Leprechauns, I think, are considered like fairies, yes.
Leprechauns are dicks.
They really are.
They grant you wishes and give you the pot of gold.
No, they don't. That's the thing. That's the real myth.
You.
Yeah.
They trick you.
But it's actually, yeah, you get there and you're like, I want your pot of gold. And they're like, yeah, and they hand you the box of chocolates. And you're like,
oh, that's... Good bay. I think I said good bay. It was supposed to be good day. It came out as with a B.
They probably say it like
good
that.
Good bay. I'm going to give you my pot of gold, but it sounds almost Italian. I am going to give you my pot of gold.
Okay, Mario.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. So, it's a me, Leprechaunio. So, are you telling me that The Legend of Zelda and Peter Pan all took place in a pre-creepy fairy Trump wall society?
Well, both of them had magic in them. So...
How is possibly. That the connection?
Because there's humans. Actually, Zelda, maybe not.
Oh, wait. I think you might need to rephrase the question. I don't think she got it.
It's late. I don't know what I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Okay, so you said that...
Matt said dumb stuff and Melissa's justifying it with weird leaps.
There's no correlation between the two sentences.
What I'm saying is...
Was it before or after they put up the wall?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, so let's say there's a fairy timeline.
Yeah.
Right? So at the beginning, they were with humans, they were happy. In the middle, they built a wall. And at the end, they have magic, we don't, and we're
separated. Well, after they built the wall, they still had magic.
Right, they have magic,
they took it away. Yeah, they took it away from humans.
Right.
That's what Matt said,
They have magic, we don't, we're separated, correct?
Yeah.
So... Did The Legend of Zelda and Peter Pan... Why am I going so deep into this? Did The Legend of Zelda and Peter Pan happen at the beginning of that timeline?
That's
so
what I said. They
these are real things that happened, but at the beginning of the timeline.
Yeah, at the very beginning, because there wasn't a wall yet, because Peter Pan was a boy, like a human, and he could use magic.
But to be fair...
He could use magic.
I'm pretty sure they were not
also
in the same world.
He used Tinkerbell.
But they weren't in the
same
world.
So she probably built that wall because
like
he was using her.
I like to think that Peter Pan is just one of those Legend of Zelda games that didn't really take off in the way that
I think that Peter Pan picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Really? Peter Pan picked a peck of pickled peppers? But I could have sworn it was Peter Piper who picked the peck of pickled peppers.
It was Peter Pan.
I'm pretty sure it was Peter Piper.
Yeah. Peter Pan.
I prefer Peter Pan.
Dan, your favorite paranormal thing, did you tell us?
Yeah, I just said Harry Potter.
No,
do you have a real
thing?
Like, something that just kind of interests
me. Okay,
UFOs,
it's not going to be a real thing if it's paranormal.
I mean, a real thing, like a real...
Like a real thing that people think exists.
Yeah, I don't mean...
Or like, believe, or like, whatever.
I don't mean the thing is tangible. I mean the idea of it is real.
Yeah, it's a real thing that people believe in.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there are like Harry Potter cults out there.
Oh,
okay, but no...
Can somebody send Dan to a Harry Potter convention?
Do you think vampires are real?
He can do some one more field work.
Demons?
Interview Voldemort or something.
You know what the number one paranormal thing that everybody seems to think is going to be real, even if they don't?
Zombies.
Think, yes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I hate it. I'm so over zombies.
Are you into zombies?
I'm so bored of zombies.
Yeah, I'm into zombies. I think that is something that could definitely be a possibility.
It is sort of interesting.
From a medical standpoint, probably.
I think it's...
I'm so over zombies.
Yeah.
Reanimated life.
Well, people, not reanimated, but like as in people acting like zombies.
People are like,
who are
zombies? And all like, can't deal with it.
Oh, I can't deal with
zombie.
Brains.
Zombie would be someone who is dead and came back to life. That would be reanimated life.
Is that the definition of zombie, though? Because I think when we're talking about zombies being
you're
a possibility.
Thinking, like eating brains and stuff, but that's not.
But we're referring to like humans who just fucking lose it. And they just—they're just all fucked up.
Oh no, I'm talking like reanimated.
I know what you—I know what
you're
you
talking
mean.
About. Like the intense.
Wouldn't you need a wizard for that? Specifically, a necromancer.
I was
no,
gonna say.
I don't think so. I think you would just need science.
I think you're referring to like Walking Dead style zombies, and we're talking about like
people who just lose their
like
28
days later zombies.
Yeah, something
which
like
are
that.
Way more fun.
Like real people who eat people.
No,
those
because
are
they're called cannibals.
To the point where they've like. Their humanity's lost. They're not human at all. They can't think. They can't speak. They just want to eat you.
I'm sure there's like an actual disease out there right now in the world that does cause that. Yeah, it's
called bath salts.
actually, if you've seen some videos of people on bath salts, it's fucked up. Right?
Yeah, it's scary shit.
It's so scary because they're not human anymore.
Weren't you talking about buying bath salts the other day?
But I think legit.
For snorting?
No.
I don't think she meant the drugs, dude.
Yeah, I meant like legit for my bath.
Yeah, I think so.
I thought that you just... Never mind. Carry on.
I mean, you'd probably get high from them too, but
I don't know a whole lot of thing about drug. A whole many drug. I don't.
What are drugs?
Yeah, I don't do the drugs.
I don't know the drug thing.
I'm gonna Google how to do drugs.
Oh my god! I'm gonna Google that right
now. Where can I buy drugs?
I just want a new hobby.
So, how to do drugs?
Yeah,
I'm really curious what Google will come up with.
All right, what's the first?
Just go on Kijiji and search drugs.
drugs.
The first link is a beginner's guide to drugs for girls.
Oh, specifically girls.
Are we talking like Rohypnol, or are we talking like?
Is it just because they don't think girls can do drugs as good as men can?
I'm just gonna read the little like clip from Google. You know, like before you click on the link.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
What it says. So it says guys will use.
I think they call that a snippet.
Okay. The
she
snippet.
She just starts reading out the web address.
http://.
It's actually forward slashes.
Okay.
Oh, right.
Yeah. It says guys will use coke to persuade you to fuck them, and if you think you'd never do that for drugs, you've and then it's. That's
oh
it.
No! I have to know the answer to this. And also, can you Google where to find coke? Because I need some girls to sleep with me.
No.
Megan, if you're listening to this,
sorry?
It's been jokes all night. Come on down.
I'll search where to buy drugs, bro. If you want to know. Megan, I hope if you're like, listening. The sorry, government, bro. FBI isn't like tracking me right now.
Are you
now
connected to my Wi-Fi?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great. Perfect.
Hell yeah, she's on that 5G.
The government. Rocking the 5G.
Walking the 5G off of the 2.4G onto the 5G.
Wow.
Stop. There's a thing, the safest way to buy illegal drugs.
Safest way to buy illegal drugs. Mm-hmm. That's going to be like the safest.
Yeah, cash in unmarked bills is probably the safest.
It's going to go from local dealer.
No, it's going to be like get a pot card. That's what it's going to be.
No, it's probably going to be like bring a gun with you.
Wow.
Bring a gun, little.
Actually,
that's true. I assume all drug transactions are dangerous and involve like firearms and like some guy with a trench coat.
Yeah,
and...
absolutely. Yeah.
I always think it's a lot more Godfather and a lot less.
I think it's
more drug scenes than Godfather.
No,
I never watched the Godfather.
I feel like it's more Pineapple Express.
I was gonna say I think it's a lot more Godfather and a lot less Pineapple Express.
Oh, I think it's a lot more Pineapple Express.
Yeah, actually, I imagine like the old PI movies and stuff. You got some guy. Some mobster, he's like, you got the stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Come, and they like walk into like they get in the back of a car. They go into a back alley, and the guy like pulls open his trench coat, and he's like, I got the stuff.
No,
show me the cash. I'll give you the
and
stuff.
Then he puts down a suitcase full of bills.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah. And then he gets handed like a plastic bag that he like immediately like shoves in a pocket. They puts his hands in his pockets and like kind of sulks away. Pulls his hat down a little bit.
Yeah.
Flips up the collar on his like trench coat. And,
is it clear none of us are really huge?
Are you from
people?
Like 1975?
Oh, I don't.
Who has a trench coat?
I'm thinking
that.
Like 1935.
Yeah,
man.
Like a lot older.
Well, I don't know years very well. When was the internet made?
I don't know.
Okay.
Early 70s, I think.
I don't know how modern day drug deals go, but what I do know is that. One of the weirdest methods I've ever seen for people trying to sell other people drugs is I was getting off the bus. I was in high school, and this drug guy.
Drug guy.
Drug dealer?
Drug dude comes up. That's sure. Comes up to me, and he's like, hey, man, you want to buy some weed? And I don't smoke weed, but I was like, no, thank you, sir. And I continued on my way. Later that day, I heard that these other kids from my high school went to buy weed from this guy. They turned the corner after buying said weed, and somebody pulled a gun on him and stole the weed. So my guess is that these two guys were working together.
Yeah,
and
the dealer and the guy who robbed him.
Yeah, I think the weed dealer got the kid's money, and then the gun guy also got the weed back, so they can do it again.
Well, yeah, they're just kids. What are they going to fucking do?
No, exactly. And it's one of those things where you can't call the cops and go, hey, my drug dealer ripped me off.
Yeah, okay, I was armed at gunpoint. Did they take anything? Yeah, they took my weed.
It's not even something you can tell your parents.
They took nothing. I was just scared.
Yeah, it's not even something you can tell your parents about either.
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah.
Mom, Dad, I got a gun pulled on me. Why?
That's one of the most...
Well, it was a drug deal gone bad.
That's one of the most real life lessons you can ever learn, because it's one that you just have to live with. Yep. And then you could be cautious moving forward. But that's kind of interesting. There's a lot of lessons that I feel like people can just kind of toss away because...
And how you learn that lesson? You bring a gun with you and you show it to your dealer. What you're exchanging.
Wow.
That way he knows to call off the other guy.
What is this? Are you guys writing a movie?
It's a good way for people to become ghosts.
Ooh. Damn straight.
Yeah, by the way, drug deals aren't paranormal. That's something that's happening in your world right now.
They're very real.
Well, yeah. The ones that are happening in my head aren't happening in the real world,
That's true. I mean, they might be.
I'm making some killer drug deals in my head.
Wow.
That's good to
some
know.
Some killer drug deals.
I'm not sure what that means.
Some weird emphasis going on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's scaring me. Stop.
Some people are dying in my head.
What the fuck?
Popping a cap in their ass.
Are you a gangster in your
damn
head?
Damn straight. And no mofos messing with me. Whoa. In my head.
You're really
in your head.
You're assertive
that's,
in your
that's
head.
That's Dan Straight. You don't mess with him.
Dan Straight. You feel? You
oh
feel.
My God.
All right. Oh, no. Let's all just chill out. Let's talk about some paranormal shit.
Yeah.
What's going on right now is paranormal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this is just normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever watch those stupid Paranormal Activity movies?
Yeah. No, not the movies.
Yeah.
I watched like Ghost Hunters.
I watched 1, 2, oh, really? 3, and then I lost track.
Okay, so Dan, you watch those dumb movies. Like,
yeah, up to 3.
Yeah, I recall, like...
Wait, what was the Paranormal Activity one? Is that the one where he, like, goes into the...
It's a video camera one. Where
Yeah, it's all, like, found footage shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Blair Witch stuff, eh?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. It was, like, post-Blair Witch, but they learned how to keep the camera steady.
For most of it.
Because they,
mostly can't watch those.
They set up tripods in their rooms and shit.
Yeah.
Or they use, house security cameras.
Some of the things are really clever. Like, some of the parts in the movies... Few and far between.
None of it is clever. It's all pop-up scare you kind of shit.
I agree, but there's one scene in particular that comes to my mind that I thought was a really clever way to do it, where they mount, and in reality, this makes no fucking sense why they would do it this way, but...
So it's really not that clever.
They mount a camera on an oscillating fan, and like, because I guess they want a view of the whole room for the evening, right? So they do that, they go to bed or whatever.
Oh, let me guess, it goes to one side... And it goes back and it's clear. And
yeah, but it's kind of great.
And then there's something there.
It goes back and there's something there. And then it goes away.
And the audio for the video is just.
Yeah, but the thing is, you got to admit, like, that's the first time I think anybody's ever seen something like that. So, yeah, while it.
Highly predictable.
I like that Melissa thinks the sound is like. As if it wouldn't be constant on the camera that's mounted to it.
Our fan does that. You can turn it to that setting.
Wait, there's a whoosh setting on your fan?
Yeah.
What? Whoosh. Is it actually called? Whoosh?
I don't know what it's called. I think it's like natural or something.
Oh, seriously?
I didn't know this. I don't. She operates.
Yeah.
Cool.
Where it actually like goes louder to quiet.
Wow. That's something.
That's not relevant.
World we live in.
That sounds like it would just be like slow and fast.
But it's more of a relaxing sound.
The faster it goes. The louder it goes.
My point about this whole Paranormal Activity thing is that the camera mounted the fan, while a clever idea as to having something appear and then disappear, the problem with it is that it appeared like in the middle of the second movie, where they already tried to do the same thing 14 times, and it's old at that point, you know?
Why does nobody ever move?
Right? Like,
You think some shit's going on, just get out. Like, maybe don't even move. Just fucking go somewhere else for a couple nights.
That's a big decision. I mean, if a book fell in the middle of the night and I just heard it, I'm not going to go, I'm out of here. Like,
if you're freaked out to the point where you're calling people for help on a paranormal activity, Fucking go stay at your friend's house for a couple of nights. See what happens.
Yeah, if it gets to the point where you're on the phone and you can either call an exorcist or a moving company, I would call the moving company. I mean, there's no point to calling a fucking exorcist. Have you seen movies? It never works.
I forget what it was. I think it was Insidious or something that I watched. And they have, like, the whole, they're doing, like, out-of-body experience into, like, this demon world, and the demon, like, possesses his body while he's out of it or something. But anyways, at the beginning, because of course in these movies, anything that's supernatural ends up being real. Of course, otherwise the movie isn't a movie and it's just kind of over after like, oh, it's scary. No, it's nothing. It's your imagination. All right. The end.
So it's like every episode of Scooby-Doo then.
Yeah, exactly. But worse because it's not old man Jenkins every time.
Right.
Guy's a dick. Yeah. But I liked because they had the one skeptic in there and he's sitting there like, they call in the psychic to try and figure what's going on so she can talk to the spirits. And he's sitting there like, nah, this is dumb. Like, why are you stealing from us? You're just taking our money. Like, and then, of course, he ends up, like, dying. From. And she's like, I told him it was real. Like, I warned him. I don't know.
What can I say? It's all a real truth fact dealio. Guys, look, we're running a little long here. Well, not long. I mean, we're only, like, 40 minutes in or something. But, we got business to take care of.
You rang. It's voicemail time.
We have got ourselves a voicemail. Actually, oddly enough, two voicemails back to back. I'm not sure why they did it this way. I actually haven't listened to them either. I listened to the first bit of the first voicemail, and then I stopped it because I realized what it was. So here we go. Let's take a listen to this.
Hey, One Word Go Show. This is Brian from Everyone Has a Podcast. I have a little joke for you guys for your show. So what do you call a ghost wearing a witch's hat?
All right. So we asked people to call in with jokes, and Brian from Everyone Has a Podcast did that for us. What do you call a ghost in a witch's hat?
I don't know.
A booch.
A what?
Like a
what?
Bitch, but say, a ghost with the boo.
Bitch. Wait, did you say booch? Bitch? Booch? Why would you go with witch?
Booch?
A witch is like a boo witch.
Yeah, boo witch.
Bewitch.
A bewitched. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's the best I got.
I think you just call it a ghost. Yeah. I'm bad at jokes.
I think you just call it a ghost wearing a fucking witch's hat.
A ghost in a witch's hat. That's got to be like a...
Wearing a witch's hat, not just a ghost and a witch's hat.
I said a ghost in a witch's hat. That's got to be...
Is he wearing it or just in it? That can change everything.
that's Halloween. Even the ghosts dress up. Right?
So what is it? What's the answer?
Let's find out.
I'll give you a second to think about it.
Yeah, we already got a second.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh. That's the voicemail ended. Oh, okay, so we split it into two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I got you. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
I don't know either, but I was hoping that you guys could help illuminate the situation.
Oh.
You're just the worst.
Because he's got one there with him. That's not okay.
Hey, wait, what? Did you say he's got a ghost with a witch's hat?
Yeah, he needs help.
Wants to know what to call him.
Oh, wow.
I guess you don't want to be racist.
Just ask him his name, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, be polite. I mean, if they haven't done anything to you yet, hey, what about Hattie Potter? They're witches, right?
There's school of witchcraft and wizardry. There's nothing about like ghosts in that, though.
Yeah, no, but it's a what was I thinking? Witches? Oh, I was thinking witches and witches hats.
They're just called a witch.
I forgot. Yeah, that's just a witch. Forgot about the ghosts. Speaking of forgot about the ghosts, did you realize, Dan, you saw all the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, sure did.
How come there were ghosts in like the first one or two, and then there weren't there anymore ever again?
There were. There was.
They became irrelevant to the story.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nicholas, I think.
Yeah, he was there. It was nearly headless Nick. Right?
Yeah,
and he was there in like the first two movies, and then he was never
Maybe
used.
Maybe he died again.
Ooh.
Well, you know, and they weren't prominent. There was, like, you could see occasionally, you'd see, like, a ghost go through a wall, but it wasn't something that was majorly focused on it, like there was in the first movie.
They were running amok in the hallways in the first one.
Yeah, I know. They kind of tuned it back. It wasn't really relevant to the storyline.
Yeah, so exactly what Andrew said.
Yeah.
And he's never even seen the damn movies. Well,
I mean, that's really the only reason why you fade something out of a series is because it's not relevant.
Yeah, you're like, man, I was going to do something with this, but I'm not going to do something with this.
But
just write them out.
Even like in the last movie when they were having this big epic war, they could have used the ghosts in that war.
Well, and they
to what? Walk through the enemies all
scare them away. They're fucking ghosts. Do the one thing ghosts can do.
Okay, but they're used to magic. Ghosts don't scare them.
The ghosts were also used in the first movie as well.
As?
When they were getting petrified, so showing that like even the ghosts could get petrified by the snake.
Right, and how did that play
out? No, that was the second one, I think.
Right, yeah. How did that play out?
Dan looked right at me when he said that, as if I would
know. I don't know why.
He looked at me, was that the second? I haven't seen these, Dan.
A ghost with a witch's hat is called a...
All I know is that Matt's going like, why didn't they use the ghosts to fight the other wizards? And wizards are just sitting there like, holy fuck, ghosts! I just thought magic was real. But ghosts!
Excuse me. Guys, I think I just got possessed by a ghost briefly there. I'm choking.
I think that's a different demon that's possessing you.
Satan? Yeah, I think Satan is my favorite paranormal thing.
Satan specifically?
Satan!
He's real.
Did I step on some toes there by saying Satan's not real?
No, I think he's not real too. Don't worry. I mean, maybe you didn't step on my toes. Maybe some other people, though.
Okay.
Maybe I just did too by saying that.
I don't know. You guys haven't seen Artemis on a bad day.
You think
Satan is real?
Don't say Satan is real. That's probably real bad too.
Huh? I think
what?
Israel bad.
What?
Wow. What the hell?
What?
God damn it. Did you know that a ghost with a witch's hat is called a Casper of the Cauldrons?
So where does the hat come
it's
into?
It's a witch's hat.
It's a cauldron thing. Come on.
Cauldron.
Oh.
Yeah, get it together, Melissa.
Jesus Christ.
Melissa's the one who's a fan of witches here and witchcraft and
oh,
wizardry.
Yeah. As a young teenage Melissa, did you ever fuck around with like tarot cards and that shit?
Yeah.
She has a ton of tarot cards at home. She has like
Four
decks.
Yeah, but I don't like use them necessarily.
Because they scare her.
I was going to say, like, do you ever just whip them out and just try it?
Sometimes. I whip it out and try it.
There, a lot of them, a lot of the newer ones I got was mostly actually for the art. A lot of them were done on like wooden slabs.
So explain this to me. What do tarot cards like do exactly? They let you communicate
the
with the dead, or they let you?
It has nothing to do with dead people.
Oh, it has nothing to do with
the
dead.
No,
so they let her.
Ouija board.
They let her start fights with me.
Because
she's like, oh, I'll do a reading for you, and see this means this, this means this. I'm like, I can explain that this could mean this other thing though. And she's like, well, I guess it could, even though that's the opposite. But like, that's not really like how this is supposed to go.
Long story short, you two are getting a divorce.
Yes.
Yeah. We also got married, apparently, at some point.
Well, that's what the tarot card said was going to happen.
Oh.
So they tell your future? Is that what it is?
They can tell your past and your future.
Yeah, it can just give you like another...
I don't need tarot cards to tell you my past. Yeah.
No, but the whole point is that the person who's doing it doesn't know your past, right? And the tarot cards are telling her your past.
So it's like a proof of concept?
And, yeah,
it's like
exactly.
A cold reading.
It's essentially telling you what has happened so that you think that it's real, even though they're very generic, very general things that they predict.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That could essentially apply to everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have great love in your life. Well, no shit. I'm probably going to get married at some point. Thanks.
We just had this discussion like a week ago, Melissa and I, about horoscopes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, same thing.
She,
yeah.
Very she was like,
general,
she's like,
generic
no, but I
things.
Really feel like my horoscope like applies to me. Like when I read
no.
like what my hor- like
no,
what
like,
my,
like
my sign
exactly.
is supposed to, like what my sign is supposed to like
so
those
the
traits
time-
like they apply. So we went through like every horoscope and she just went, oh yeah, that applies. Oh yeah, that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they all apply to me exactly.
That's the point, right? Yeah. I was going to say, next time you get the horoscopes, just read her one that you say is for her month, but pick a different one. And that'll kind of...
She'll
be like, oh my God, that's so me. That's me. No, this is actually for someone born in a completely different year.
This is 6 months out.
That's the Chinese horoscope or Chinese. Right.
There's whatever. So many different people. Stupid ones.
What?
Whatever. People.
No, whatever. What it's called. What is it called? Is it just the Chinese horoscope?
Look, it was the 90s. She can say whatever she wants. Okay?
But what is it called?
Guys, my favorite paranormal figure is That's So Raven. She can see into the future.
She can enter your dreams.
Yeah. I told a story a long time on the show.
To be fair, she could only see into the future because of Raven from I'm So Raven.
Probably.
Sorry, what?
Did you actually have a sex dream with...
Yeah, Melissa wasn't on the show at the time. I had a sex dream about that chick from That's So Raven.
Like Raven or her friend?
Yeah, no, Raven. Yeah. Which is really disappointing because now she's a lesbian. So it's
Yeah, you turned her.
I was...
Dream Matt turned her. I have no responsibility over... Come on. Be cool.
Isn't Dream you though? Is it the same?
The worst part is Dream Me is the best version of me. He can be anyone.
True.
Oh, man. Then I really don't have a chance with Raven. The weird thing is...
Maybe she saw in the future and was like, shit. Saw your dream was like, nope.
Yeah, Dream Raven saw future Matt and was like, oh, man.
Oh, gotta wow. Get out of that.
Gotta switch.
That's not Raven.
That's so not Raven.
Oh, shit. Guys, I think it's time we wrap this up. How do you feel about that?
Yeah.
Do it.
Dan Morla, today's spooky word.
Everything can be explained. You're all idiots for believing otherwise. Hate me. I don't care. Haters be haters.
Fine, dude. We hate you.
Good.
You don't even have to worry about that.
No, good.
All right. Andrew Morla, today's word.
I mean, I know this moral's been used before, but it's just so relevant again. Wizards are always necessary.
That's true. I'm just going to leave it at that. That's true. That's very true.
That's true.
Melissa, Morla, today's word.
Ghosts are scary, but alien abductions are even fucking scarier.
We never even touched on alien abductions.
I know,
how is that a moral?
I mentioned it once.
Andrew mentioned
and she's
it.
Still scary.
But I'm still thinking about it, and holy shit.
Oh, wow. Well, look.
They're going to get you.
They're going to come
get me. We've also got
me.
The word spooky on the wheel right now.
We
so.
Can bring it up at that point, maybe.
We can talk perfect. About their alien probing.
They're more spooky anal. Than paranormal anyways, so.
Yeah.
So they can just grab you whenever they want.
That is.
You can't hide from them.
They can grab me anytime they want.
Wow, what kind of aliens are you picturing?
Well, the kind he has sex dreams about.
No. The sexy ones. The
alien raven.
The ones the ones that do anal probing.
My moral of this word is, when I'm sleeping, I'm misbehaving because I'm dreaming about That So Raven.
Oh my god.
That was right off the top of my head. Nothing was
written. No, you gotta do that and say it a little bit nicer for everybody.
I can't even do it now.
When I'm dreaming, I'm misbehaving.
When I'm dreaming, I'm misbehaving because I'm dreaming about That's So Raven.
Love it.
Oh my god.
So dumb. All right, guys, let's spin the scary, spooky, spectacular, frightening, monstrous, horrifying, zombilicious, terrifying count wheel of this thing.
Let's spin the wheel of words.
Okay, up on the horrifying wheel of spooky words of doom, we've got costumes sent to us by Teresa S., vampire sent to us by Ty, and spooky sent to us by Boozy Boob Tube. Let's find out next week's word right now. Next week's word is costumes. Ooh, spooky costumes.
What will you be for Halloween? Let us know.
Yeah, totally. Send in a voicemail. Now you know. I mean, look.
Or email, even emails. We love that jingle. I love that jingle. Send us an email.
That'd be really cool. Podcast@onewordgoshow.com.
Do it.
Look, I know most of you are probably too old to be playing dress up for Halloween. Which you shouldn't be.
No, you're never too old.
Exactly. But we'll get into this on the episode. The point is, even if you don't, even if you're not dressing up this year, tell us some old costumes you've dressed up as, or
if you've dressed up as some slutty costumes, describe those as well.
Hey, did you know you can attach pictures to emails?
We also have a Snapchat.
Yes, Snapchat us your Halloween costume.
If you do that, we're taking screenshots, though, so we can share it with the group.
Wink. Yeah, the screenshots aren't for my personal use. please dress up as Raven Simone. Thank you. Oh, right.
You're going to get so many Snapchats from Dan.
Dressed as Raven. But like a real
Raven. I kind of want to do that.
Like a bird.
Just a bird.
Yes.
And I'll be like, cool.
Guys, that voicemail line. Well, first of all, the email address is podcast@onewordgoshow.com. The voicemail line is 1-844-694-7469. That's a lot of numbers. Screw that. Use a word instead. 1-844-OWG-SHOW. Yeah, we'll get your voicemails there and we'll play them on the show. We'd like some more jokes, preferably ones that actually have punchlines. Brian, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, come on, man. Get your head out of your ass.
Yeah, man.
But send us one, seriously.
you keep interrupting me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just super excited for some good jokes.
I agree. I kind of really, really want some, so please send them in. Okay, guys. Listen, we also have a Snapchat, as we mentioned before. You can find us at One More Go. You can find us on Twitter at One More Go. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/OneMoreGo. Or even better, join our Facebook group at OneMoreGoShow.com/group. It'll take you right to it. Guys, that is it. That is all. We're out of here. We'll be back again next week, though, with a well-dressed episode. I guess, all about costumes. Until then, have a spooky month. We'll be back again. Love you guys. Bye-bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye. But if you could see my latest vision, they're so hello.